Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, reporting the latest industry developments this Saturday, June 7th, 2025. We begin our weekly wrap with a story on transparency in the insurance sector. Top regulators, Australian Securities and Investments Commission and Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, are urging life insurers to clarify their duration-based pricing models. The spotlight is now on the individual disability income insurance market, where customers experience potentially significant premium hikes over time. As a response to this growing concern, insurers are enhancing disclosures to explain possible future increases. Although progress is noticed, ASIC insisting that further clarification is still needed. Shifting our attention to the consumer side of the story, a case has emerged of a father who suffered a claim denial because his 21-year-old son, a relatively new driver, was not included in the policy. Hollard Insurance pointed out that their policy excludes drivers under 25 unless they are accompanied by an adult. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority seconded Hollard's stance that the policy terms were explicit and well communicated, therefore underlining the necessity for consumers to fully understand policy terms and ensure they are timely updated. As we continue, severe floods in New South Wales have brought to light the increasing issue of insurability, with damages to around 10,000 homes and businesses and surge in insurance claims. Insurance premiums are hitting a high of $30,000 annually, making insurance a luxury many cannot afford. Global numbers mirror our local trend, as weather disasters have racked up costs reaching the $650 billion mark collectively in 2024 alone. It's clear that more systemic changes are needed in the industry to tackle this ongoing crisis. Finally, from our wrap, a significant victory has been reported for a rideshare driver whose claim was initially refused by Auto in General after an accident. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, finding insufficient evidence for alleged misrepresentation of vehicle use, has ruled in favor of the driver. This landmark case underscores the importance of precise communication when there are changes in vehicle usage, emphasizing the need for policyholders to inform insurers of any alterations promptly. That's all we have for this weekly insurance news wrap. Always bear in mind, when it comes to insurance, clarity and keeping up to date with your policies are key to avoiding costly surprises. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your leading provider of personal and business insurance. For more insights and services, visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in. Until next Saturday.